There is one story this morning which broke so late last night that it hasn't made any of the front pages, or it's been at least inserted very last minute in some of them, and that is the resignation by John Delaney from the FAI, ceasing his involvement with the Football Association of Ireland. We are joined on the line by Mark Tighe of the Sunday Times, who has been leading a lot of the reporting on this subject. Mark, this resignation coming late last night, how long have these talks with John Delaney actually been on their way?
Our information was that these talks have been taking place between John Delaney's legal representatives and the FAI for in around the last 2 weeks, but that there had been kind of intensive discussions for the last 48 hours, culminating with last night's 11:14 press release confirming that John Delaney had resigned.
Do we know anything about the exact arrangements that have been reached between the two sides?
Yeah, so from my information, it had been reported that John Delaney had a €2 million golden handcuffs deal, and Sunday Times had previously reported that the FAI feared that, you know, if John Delaney sued over his departure, if he was sacked, that it could cost him up to €3 million in what he was claiming he was owed in various entitlements. He said he'd put money into the FAI. My understanding is that the FAI, this has cost the FAI somewhere north of €200,000, but under €400,000, in that kind of ballpark, and that's mainly to do with paying John Delaney in terms of his pension entitlements. Like, he's been there, he's been an employee for over 15 years at that kind of senior level, and that's what there was a kind of a calculation done by the board that they wouldn't go for what John Delaney was asking for, but they would make him this offer, and there were some counter demands, and in the end of things, you know, they could have deal they were happy to do. And the reason this has happened now, I think, and this is it's strange in that it's happening before the various reports have been finalised. The Mazars report from the FAI, both the COSI, which is a Northern Irish accountancy firm, West Board Ireland, neither of them have reported. They're looking into various financial transactions and financial affairs of the FAI, but the reason this is happening now is down to commercial pressure from various sponsors who are saying, you know, we have to move on. This has dragged on. John Delaney's been on gardening leave since April 15th.
Yeah, I was going to ask exactly what had expedited it, because obviously if he's been on gardening leave and he's been on the payroll for the last 5 months, a lot of people would have thought that, politically speaking, it would be untenable for him ever to return, and yet these talks only seem to have been going on for a fortnight.
Yeah, well, these things, time moves people's positions on. I suppose, like, maybe within the FAI, there was a realization that they had to come to a deal to kind of, you know, cut off this part of their history, I suppose, and to consign this to the past. Maybe a realization from John Delaney's side that it was time to move on as well, you know, not to drag things on and even further. I think these reports might take longer than expected, so there was a fear that, you know, this would just drag on and drag on. And the FAI is in serious financial difficulties, and, you know, without support of sponsorship, without the return of state funding, which is still suspended, without UEFA support, I think all those three sources of funding were in danger of, you know, not being returned or drying up. And also the bank, I think, was putting pressure on that, you know, we have to move on. You have to, and obviously they haven't even put their accounts in for the 2018, and that all has to be tied up. So I think they realised they couldn't drag this on anymore, and things had to be finalised on the John Delaney front, and they couldn't wait for all these various reports. So I think that's concentrated minds, and that's why we had this deal, which culminated extraordinary at a late time on Saturday night.
You mentioned the state funding, which has still been suspended ever since the news first broke around St. Patrick's weekend. Is John Delaney's departure now likely to maybe instigate a process where Shane Ross and others can start returning that funding, or is there still an issue with the makeup of who's left on the board?
There's very much still an issue. I think it's the first step of kind of restoring that state funding that, you know, that Sport Ireland has stopped, and Shane Ross has been very adamant about. Of course, he's been very critical of the fact that there's two members of the old FAI board on the new board, in John Early and Donal Conway, the president. Mm. And you know, I can't see Ross folding on that front. And it may be that those two gentlemen may have to move on to restore the FAI funding. And, you know, we're going to see new independent directors. I understand that will happen in the next 2 weeks. There'll be four independent directors appointed to the FAI board, and they also need to actually start the process of recruiting a new CEO. So, you know, this is an organisation that had no CEO effectively since March 21st.
Yeah, and which has a big role in Euro 2020 coming up next summer, and they'd
exactly,
like to start getting their ducks
like
in a row.
Mooney is in there, and you know, he's definitely, I think, helped improve relations with a lot of the kind of wider football fraternity and supporters and clubs, and there's, you know, there's an ongoing discussion about reforming League of Ireland, but they need someone. That's only a temporary thing, and obviously Shane Ross has expressed dismay at Noel Mooney being in there. You know, he's linked him with John Delaney.
Yeah.
Noel Mooney would deny that, but that's, you know, they need someone permanent in there that's a clean pair of hands that has no ties to the Delaney regime.
Final question for you, Mark, and this is going backwards a little bit, but was it ever established whether after leaving as CEO and becoming executive vice president, whether John Delaney had ever signed a new contract for that role, or were all these discussions sort of flying blind because he hadn't actually got a defined contract for the job that he was currently doing?
Yeah, that my understanding was that like there was an extraordinary teleconference board meeting on the Friday, I think it was the 21st of March, it was the day before Ireland played Gibraltar, and you know, half the board were in Gibraltar, Delaney was in Gibraltar, and half the board was still in Ireland, and at that meeting, you know, Delaney had suddenly pushed to move forward this plan to move to executive vice president. This is a week after we broke the story about the €100,000 transaction, and Donal Conway, the FBI president, and another member of the board were given kind of the power to agree a new deal with John Delaney. But my understanding is that was kind of a verbal agreement. But, you know, it still would have had, it was minuted in the board that they had that power. So my understanding was that was in effect, basically. And that was, you know, I don't think a formal contract was signed, but that's all in the mix, and we should see more details about that whenever Ms. Arr's report from the FAI.
Okay, Mark Tighe, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Mark Tighe of the Sunday Times, who has been leading the way in a lot of the coverage of John Delaney and affairs at the FAI, that culminating last night.